You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens,
they're a clucking.
Other animals, and action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Only
is
nine.
Is it only Tuesday?
It is.
No.
You know what's so funny? I at one point this morning, I actually looked at the clock and I was like, oh, I can turn my alarm off. I was thinking it was the weekend. How wrong was I?
Well, that's what happens when our company decides to have a Christmas party on a Monday freaking night. I don't know. They hate us.
But you know what? Look at us. We showed up. We're doing great. There's only 9 days until Christmas. One thing I've never done around Christmas time that I've always wanted to do, and I don't know if you guys have an interest in this or if you've ever done it, but I've always wanted to go to one of those Krampus parades.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I know that I've heard the term. I don't know what's going on with
There's
that.
A group in Seattle. Danny's like, you know, Mr. Halloween over there. You're probably into it. But some of the masks and things that they have are so elaborate. It's bananas to me how much effort goes into that.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
I've never really understood it. I know it's like a German tradition or something like that, that they started there, and it's like the dark Santa Claus. I've seen the movie. I still couldn't tell you anything about Krampus other than...
Is it Krampus or Grampus?
Krampus.
Like Krampus.
K-R-A-M-P-U-S.
Oh, okay.
Krampus. Yeah. So apparently in like Alpine folklore, Krampus goes around with jolly old Saint Nick.
Is it once a month kind of a thing? Or? Well, sorry.
No. But Krampus goes around and deals with the naughty kids. It's like it's like a good cop, bad cop thing.
Okay, yes.
So like for us, you know, we're like, you know, when you're bad.
So is Krampus there? Is he there like to scare you straight so you can be good next year?
Yes. I've not taken it that far with my child yet. I mean, I feel like it's mostly just the threat of like, you know, if you're on the naughty list, like Santa will put coal in your stocking.
Yeah.
But maybe it needs to change to Santa will bring Krampus and you will be dealt with.
Wow. I'll dress up as Krampus and show up to your house.
That would be so fun.
Yes.
That would be so... Let's just give the children nightmares forever.
Why not?
Oh my gosh. Well, happy Tuesday, one and all. Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and happy National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
All right.
Did you know the number one thing that people like to cover in chocolate in America is?
No.
Oddly enough, it's bacon.
I can do that.
I know.
I don't know that I've ever had that, though. That's the number one thing.
I mean, it's according to a survey, it's probably done by the Bacon Institute of America. I have no idea. But in Washington State, it is not bacon. What do you think it is?
Pretzels.
See, I was thinking it was going to be cherries, but it's not pretzels and it's not cherries. Ooh, Danny, what do you think?
I was going to cherries, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Almonds.
Okay.
Whatever.
I mean, I think I'd rather have a chocolate-covered almond than just a regular almond.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a very boring choice for us.
Do we have almonds
We sound like nerds.
Oh, we are the almond capital of America, Danny. Look it up. I'm sure somewhere you can find a study that says that. I don't know.
That's so weird.
All right, man, these floods just continue to... They're just hammering people left and right. I woke up this morning to hear that there's now a go-now evacuation for... I guess there was a levee breach on the White River. Which just sucks. Just continues to have people that need to be evacuated, flooding nearby streets and homes. Just a bunch of people are dealing with power out as well. It's just not a fun time here in Western Washington.
Not at all. They've also had that severe flooding happening along the Green River, and about 1,000 Auburn residents had to evacuate after water levels got a little bit too high. City officials are saying it's the worst flooding since the dams were built back in the 1950s. Very grateful that the crews were able to stop water flow and make some temporary repairs to the levee on Green River.
And this has nothing to do with flooding, or maybe, I don't know, that's bad. Maybe a bad segue, but Danny, I think we need to go and do some investigative journalism because Seattle police have labeled Club Dollhouse on Aurora Avenue a chronic nuisance property, and it is a strip club.
Let's go.
Club Dollhouse?
I don't even know what Club Dollhouse is.
If it's not on your radar, I don't know.
Right?
If it's any good, guys.
Man, that shows that, I think that's the moment where I guess I'm no longer in that wheelhouse.
You're out of touch.
I'm out of touch.
You're
I
not
didn't
hip.
Even know. I've never heard of this place. What are the Yelp reviews on Club Dollhouse?
4.0 stars.
Okay.
That's just pretty good.
Just found their Instagram. They look new, actually, because there's only like 5 posts on there.
Well, they're in a little bit of trouble for, there was an investigation that found illegal alcohol sales, sexual exploitation, and firearms inside the club. 2 of the 3 I'm cool with. Sorry. No, that's terrible. Well, anyways, the police are cracking down on some stuff over there, and it's also just dealing with a bunch of crime that happens on the Aurora Corridor.
The summit at Snoqualmie is not opening anytime soon. Heavy rain has wiped out all that early snowpack that they had. Pass holders who applied by the December 15th deadline, though, they can actually roll their 2025-2026 passes to next season would like. And the resort is saying that they're very hopeful that the cooler temperatures will move in and that snowfall will finally make itself known.
Now, last night was Monday Night Football. I didn't catch most of the game. It was on at the bar that we were at. What was it, the 5th?
The old Fifth Avenue Tavern.
The old Fifth Avenue Tavern in North Seattle. They had the game on, which was pretty cool. The Steelers ended up crushing the Dolphins 28-15. The only time I looked over at the screen and watched the game, DK Metcalf had a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We know that guy.
Tonight, you can see the Seattle Kraken. They're at home taking on the Colorado Avalanche. And as far as weather, 47 degrees. We've got some rain as well. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hot off the presses this morning, Steve Miggs. We are over $24,000 on a quest to hit $50,000 with Coats for Kids. And big shout out to the Washington State Council of Firefighters for doing this with us every year and helping us put new coats on local children in need.
Shout out to Tony Montelpre for donating $200 to Coats for Kids.
Keep it going. You can make a donation as well over at KISW.com.
And I'm pretty sure he butchered his last name.
Good job, Steve.
You're welcome.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Congratulations are in order for Dodgers pitcher Tyler Glass now. He just got married at the beginning of the month, and he ended up sharing a crazy story about how he met his wife. He spotted her at a game he was playing at, and this is the story.
I was rehabbing in Tampa, kind of watching the game, kind of looking in the stands, doing like a normal rehab routine. She was sitting like front few rows. And
okay, first of all, I love the fact that he's just checking out chicks while he's at the baseball game.
Wouldn't you?
Yes, of course. I'm just saying. I think it's awesome that he's, okay, I think it's awesome that he's willing to admit to that.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was like, she kind of looks cute. This is really creepy. But I was like, Will, take your crazy camera and zoom in on this girl. I just want to see if she's cute or not. And
okay.
Now that's creepy. That is creepy.
Hey, Will.
Too far.
You zoom in, let me know if that girl's hot, and let me know her size of her hoots, too. No.
And then he zoomed in, and I thought she was cute, so I wrote my number on a ball, and I gave it to a bat boy. The bat boy ran it over to her, and so she didn't text me or anything, and then came back the next day, wrote her number on a ball, and, like, came up behind the dugout, like, threw it at me. And it was like, you text me, I'm not going to text you. And I was like, ooh, that's kind of nice.
See, there's the difference between guys that are successful and attractive and guys that are not. If I took a ball and put my number on and threw it at a girl, I think it'd be frowned upon.
Oh, my God. They'd think it was, like, attempted assault.
Here, catch my ball. My number's on it.
I think that is very cute, though.
How would you handle that? Let's just say if you find
a professional baseball player threw me a baseball with his phone number on it, I'd be like, hell yes.
Oh, we've learned that. Taran Daly, gold digger.
Yeah.
We call it Jersey Chaser.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be like the ultimate compliment. I'd be like, oh my God, of all the girls in this stadium, he chose me. And I'm sure he did it in a game before that and a game before that.
They're finally like, the team's probably like, Tyler, we're running out of balls. Can you stop sending him to all the hot chicks? Like 30 girls with your number on the ball.
The camera part, creepy. The ball part, cute.
Well, he's got to make sure the girl's attractive.
Well, yeah, of course.
But also, then he sends the bat boy. He doesn't even do it.
Well, yeah. He's got to focus on the game.
Well, yeah, he can't point at the hot girl and chuck it at her, and then some dude catches. He's like, sweet, Tyler wants to be my buddy.
Oh, no.
Text him, you want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings after the game?
I think it's very sweet.
Well, so you would respond if you thought the guy was cute?
If I was in my single days, absolutely.
You would text him right there?
100%.
Like, what are you doing after the game?
I would have been thirsty. So thirsty.
I hope they kept the ball.
Oh, I'm sure.
You got to have that, well, balls, because...
Yeah.
I feel like that should be on display at the wedding.
I think it's got to be on display at their home, I would think.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. But that's not the only great story that involves people meeting in a very, you know, strange way. There were a couple of strangers that met at an ugly Christmas sweater gathering in New York during a SantaCon back in 2021. Man. And now they're getting married.
SantaCon is no joke. I've never done it. I've always wanted to do it. But I feel like that's something that is just like, just be prepared. You're drinking a lot.
It's organized chaos.
Yeah.
So their names are Mike and Rosalie. They apparently clicked during the bar crawl. And then they started talking every single day afterwards, despite living 120 miles apart. Well, then they decided to move back to the city together. They became teachers. They got engaged at the very same bar where they first
met. That's awesome.
I know.
Do you have any stories of strange ways of meeting someone?
Yes.
Does it involve balls?
No.
You had to think.
Oh, no. When I was in the hospital getting ready to give birth, we were there for like a billion years.
Where's this going?
Are we learning something new about Taryn? Is there a throuple that we're not aware of?
Brad and I kind of have this little, like, code, you know, phrase that we say if we think somebody might listen to the same kind of music as us, maybe a little bit festival-y, whatever. So we had this one labor and delivery nurse who we saw, we had her twice because we were there for so long. And I said to Brad, I go, do you think she's one of us?
Mm.
And he was like, let's find out. So we started peppering her with questions.
About the Grateful Dead?
All sorts of stuff. We immediately find out, yes, she is one of us. And she was there.
One of us means she's a drug buddy. Yeah. A hippie drug buddy.
As Barrett was born, she was there. And we've kept in touch ever since. And she goes to the same music events. And she wishes Barrett a happy birthday every year. And she's wonderful.
Has she ever been to Camp Cash?
Not yet. But she's always had an open invitation. She's just not made it.
So she's never been to your house since?
No, but she's busy delivering babies. You know, she's got a lot going on. But yeah, so she's seen all of me.
What? I give up.
The Daily Mix Show.
What about you? 206-803-ROCK. What is the strangest way that you met someone? Call up and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. What is the strangest way you met someone? We'll take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
And are you one of us?
Back, what is the strangest way you met someone? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Rose, you're in Tacoma this morning. What is the strangest way that you met someone?
Good morning. So in January of 2020, we were in the hospital for my son's bone marrow transplant. And once a week, I would leave the hospital and go out and do, you know, just go to a bar, get a drink, like escape the monotony of hospital life. And there was this woman sitting at the bar and she looked haggard and she just kind of started talking. And it turned out her son had just gotten into the hospital for a traumatic spinal cord injury. Ugh. And so we started chatting and she knew nothing about hospital life and hospital momming. So we became friends and we're still friends to this day, 5 years later. And 2 years ago, I flew over to Hawaii for her wedding, which originally her son got injured the day of her wedding. So they had to postpone the wedding for 2 years. And it turns out that our sons had the same birthday.
What?
Wow. How trippy is that? Yeah.
So shout out to Jen, hospital mom.
Hospital mom, Jen.
Destined to be friends. I love that. 206-803-ROCK. What is the strangest way that you met someone?
So I met my wife because she rear-ended... Oh, this sounds crazy. Just because she rear-ended me on Aurora, which isn't the first time that happens on Aurora. No, never mind. We exchanged insurance, also numbers, and we still argue about whose fault it was.
That's hilarious. I wonder what the insurance company believes whose fault it was.
That is a way to handle it. That would solve it, right?
Yeah.
Somebody said, I met my husband. He stole my parking spot at Costco. We got into an argument, and we ended up talking and then hanging out. Married 6 years now.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Random, though.
Do you have any weird places or circumstances in which you met someone? I mean, you do some weird stuff.
I do a lot of weird stuff, so it doesn't seem all that out of the ordinary. I mean, it wasn't really a weird way to meet my wife. I think the circumstances were funny. Not so much maybe weird because, like, her friend, it was back when we used to, Daddy, I think it was before your time. I don't think you were doing foul balls, the baseball team. Yeah. We had the softball team, the foul balls, and it was a lot of fun because we would just be challenged by listeners' teams, go to wherever they play their softball games, and then they'd pick a bar, and we would just go hang out and drink. It was a blast. And it was in Maple Valley where we had a game at the Red Dog is where we ended up, which is an awesome spot. I'll always smile when I drive by there because that's where I met my wife. But it was her friend that wanted to go to the foul balls game and then go to the bar. Sid didn't know anything about the radio station or anything along those lines, but her friend wanted to say hi to me, but was like nervous to say hi for some reason. So then Sid's just like, he's just a guy. And I go over there. Sid just pokes me and goes, hey, my friend wants to say hi to you. And I look over and I'm like, hi. And I was like, but hi to you.
Yeah.
And I thought she was in a relationship, though, at the time, because it was two couples.
Oh.
So they're just both there. And then the girls, they go to the bathroom, and the dude that I thought was with Sid is like, hey, just so you know, we're not in a relationship. And I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, she's single, I'm single, but we're just friends, but we're not in a relationship. Like, that's, we're not a thing. And I shook his hand, bought him a shot, and then the moment she came back out, I gave her my number.
Oh, that's very romantic.
Been together ever since. We're about to celebrate our 15th anniversary on Thursday.
What is, Steve Miggs, the traditional gift for a 15th anniversary?
Absolutely nothing. I read it on the internet.
That is not true. It is crystals, sir. You better get some crystals.
Crystal?
Crystals?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
Crystal, like that, not actual like crystal rocks, but like, you know, like the clear
crystal ones. Meth.
Oh,
I you do crystal meth. That's fine.
I was going to show up to the house with this, a dancer named Crystal.
Yeah, do that.
It's open to interpretation, really.
And it'll be my last anniversary. It was a touching time.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we had a gentleman call up who wanted to play Beat Migs, and he said that if he beat you, Steve, he was going to propose to his yes. girlfriend, who was also on the call.
Yes.
Well, spoiler alert, if you weren't listening yesterday, he did, in fact, lose.
Yeah, I was like, what did you say? I beat him, and I got called mean words from listeners because I beat him, ruining his proposal.
They wanted you to throw the game, but you're a man of integrity. Thank you. Don't do that kind of thing. But he ended up proposing to her anyway. So then we decided to invite them back to see if she can get a better score than her now fiance. And she will play at 6:20.
Or 6:50. Get a clock turn.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.